Cavaliers have a 10-game winning streak. They will try to make that 11 tomorrow night. In a game that could be an NBA Finals preview against the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Ooh.
More on the draft tracker coming up at 8:45. We have plenty of time to talk about the Browns, for crying out loud. There's been a little bit of a... I don't think fans have been as bothered as what maybe we thought they would be about the national recognition or lack thereof of the Cavs. Maybe Darius Garland, though, can stoke the fire of this fan base with his comments in the postgame on Sunday after the Cavaliers dispatched the Charlotte Hornets. Here's Darius.
Don't know why. I wish I had an answer to that, because I think that we deserve to have the recognition for being the best team in the league, especially with the group that we have, the brand of basketball that we play. I think it's really exciting. I think it's fun. I think it's actual great basketball, and it should be shown a lot more. It should be just really out there, in my opinion. But I guess a small market, that's the only thing I can really think of, to be honest with you.
What do you think of what his comments are?
Well, small market thing's not really true. We had LeBron, and we got all the attention you could ever want. So I don't think the small market thing is necessarily a case here.
I think he's looking for an answer. I think he's a little bit perplexed.
Yeah, Giannis has certainly got the attention over the years. You know, probably Oklahoma City, though, they're probably wondering the same thing. Are a ton of people that obviously the basketball junkies are, but the casual fans, are they really dialed into Oklahoma City game in and game out? And they've been amazing this year. And they've had the Chet injury, and they've still been amazing. What have they won, 10 in a row? So both teams probably are bickering the same way. I know there's going to be all-star stuff. I do wonder about the all-star stuff mattering once guys like Kevin Durant said and LeBron kind of laughed at the format this year. I wonder if people are just going to not really care about the all-star stuff at all the way they used to. I don't know.
I think the regular season has taken a hit. And I think that some people, I think the pundits are bored. They're bored by the regular season. We're not. They're 31-4. How could you be bored with the Cavaliers' regular season?
It's been awesome. Awesome.
Let's be honest. The guys from inside the NBA, they're bored. They've been talking about the three-pointers. They've been talking about the regular season. I mean, what's been the big conversation? I love that show. Always have, always will. It's not a knock against them. But when they bring up the three-point line, the league should start on Christmas Day conversation, that stems from their board. They don't feel there's anything to really break down. And it sucks because this is a great basketball team that I think is poised to compete for a championship. I don't know if they'll win it. Boston is really, really good. And I don't know how serious they take the regular season other than to get ready for the postseason. But again, why can't we? We can only beat who's put in front of us. Why can't we get ready for the regular season? Who won the NBA Cup again? Who won it last year? The Lakers won it last year.
The Lakers won it last year.
Who won the NBA Cup this year? I already forgot.
The Bucks.
The Bucks won it this year. Okay. The Bucks might be... See, it's only been a couple of years. I wonder if the teams that are really competing for an NBA championship are really actually competing for an NBA Cup at all. Or if it's just like, hey, we got to get ready for the postseason here. This is the regular season. And are the Cavs doing the same thing? I don't know yet. It's only been a two-year sample size. But last year, you could say, well, yeah, the Lakers, LeBron wanted to dignify it for the NBA. He's doing his service for the NBA. He knows he's the biggest deal out there. They went out, they won it, and then they went and fell apart for the rest of the year. Well, Milwaukee was terrible to start the season. Now they're a different basketball team. They won the NBA Cup, as you said. Maybe it's different there. I'm trying to find anything that the other ones, we're fine with the regular season here, but the other ones would maybe want something different for their regular season.
Yeah, so obviously like the national NBA podcast, they're talking about the Cavs like crazy, but obviously that's not for everybody. That's stuff that I listen to, you listen to. Owen, you're not listening to national NBA podcasts,
no.
Right? So you don't really care. Right, like someone like
I miss
Owen.
Low post.
Yeah, okay, but
I listen to a lot more of Carter and Justin, to be honest.
Yeah, I care about one NBA team. I don't.
So
care
you're
what the
watching.
Other ones
you're
do.
Watching the
Maybe
Cavs,
Bob.
And I think a lot of people are watching the Cavs.
And Danny Cunningham,
like a lot of people watch baseball. Now, is that about to change once the NFL, once football season's over? Because now you got college football going forever.
I think
too.
So, but
that ends, there's nothing else. What else are people going to be paying attention
during
to?
During the Christmas break, I told you I checked in on Oklahoma City. I left on basketball, but I'm not watching as intently. I don't think I watch as intently as I used to watch or anything. I I think for the last decade plus, I've been able to turn on a game and leave it on in the background and learn through hearing and paying attention in the final couple of moments of each half and just enjoying it for what it was while I worked on other things. I think I've done that with the NBA, and I still do that with the NBA. I think it's helped in a lot of ways. Pay attention to the league.
So this pursuit, like right now, where, and it's unbelievable, there are two teams in this situation, the Cavs and Oklahoma City. That's pretty remarkable that you have two teams with these kinds of records, 31-4 and 30-5.
Yeah.
Now, maybe does that say something about the league that two teams could have those kind of records at the same time? Does that mean a lot of teams are just kind of
I think it might say something about the league at the end of the year. If either one of those teams are not in the NBA finals at 31-4 and 30-5, I think that's a bad thing for the NBA.
Well, and obviously, like, In the Eastern Conference, for instance, we know the Bucks got off to that horrific start. They've stabilized a little bit. Philadelphia is still not even in. If the season were to end today, they would not be a playoff team. They've had injury after injury, and Joel Embiid, his situation has been, you know, obviously talked about a ton. But I still think, in a way, no matter how dominant we've been, I still think we have a lot to prove, and maybe that's why they're not getting the love. Because when the Warriors, I keep seeing people bring up that the Warriors got all the love for their pursuit of 72 wins. What did the Warriors do the year before? They won the championship. Mm-hmm. We were injured, but you know, people forget about that stuff. They won the title. So now, once you win the title, they didn't coast that next year. They went all out to try to win as many games as they can. They said all year it was their attempt to win, and 73 wins, right? To go get the record. And they did it. They accomplished it. But then what happened? They lost. They lost, and they blew the 3-1 lead. What happened? What did fans do? They made fun of them. What did Cleveland fans do?
We still make fun of them.
What did Cleveland fans do?
Made fun of them.
Do you think that once they won that record but didn't win the title, that changed whether or not fans care at all about winning 70 games?
I think to some degree, yes. But I don't take it this way here. I don't even take it as a disrespect. I think it's a general interest thing. I don't think it's a disrespect towards the Cavs. I think it's a general interest to the NBA. Everybody keeps telling me the ratings are down. To a significant extent, the ratings are down. And people are saying how boring the regular season games are. I'm not bored. I'm a Cavs fan. We're doing really well. This is not boring.
The fourth quarters are boring because They're blowing teams out by 20
but
plus.
I have a real fun 2.5 quarters.
How many games, though, have the Cavs have that have been entertaining down the stretch? We haven't really had a bunch.
Probably less than a handful. A handful to less.
Like, I don't even know what the Cavs lineup would be in a close game right now. Now that Max Strus is back, he's been shooting terribly. I don't know what would a Cavs lineup be.
Jeez, that's maybe something we have to ask George.
Well, it's almost like you want them to play some close games now. You want them to get into it, get some physical battles.
Tomorrow night might be the night that you get your first one.
Right. That's why I said I'm a little bummed that Oklahoma City's not fully healthy. We know they're still great, but that they don't have Chet. I want to see the Cavs go up against the best. You know, we beat Boston. They didn't have Jaylen Brown in that one game. I'd like to see more competitive contests now, not because I'm bored with the winning, but we don't have a lot of think about how many conversations do we have about the Cavs right now? There's no weaknesses.
No.
We don't really have any weaknesses to talk about.
I don't want to make any trades.
Right. We're not really talking about trades.
I don't want to mess with the core four. So, I have nothing. Evan Mobley is progressing nicely.
Oh, my God. He's incredible.
I think he should be almost said Hall of Famer. I think he should be one step at a time. I think he should be an all-star. Jared Allen is playing his role fantastically. I think that's one of the differences we're seeing in Kenny Atkinson. You've mentioned Caris LeVert throughout this entire year, and one of the differences we're seeing in Kenny Atkinson. They're all positive things. And it's not like we're not happy as long as there's nothing but positive things to say. It's not just that. But if we were a 500 basketball team, I think there would be more conversation about the general NBA. But because we are a team that's basically waiting around for the postseason to start and waiting around to see what Boston does, and we're seeing this, we're just enjoying the regular season full tilt. But I think a lot of teams are a lot of places, a lot of stations, they're probably talking about what can you do to improve the NBA? Should they smooth out the three-point line or however you say it there? Should we bring back hand-checking? It's the same old conversation. How much longer can LeBron do it? Is LeBron still a superstar? That type of thing. Where I look at Evan Mobley and I'm going, should we start to have a conversation about him turning into the player that we wanted other players to turn into? If I say Zion and Ja, I think people fart in my general direction. But can he start to grow into the type of player that we wanted for Chet Holmgren. Can he grow into the type of player that isn't Victor Wembanyama, but is starting to approach closeness to him? You're not the best of the generation, but you're one of the all stars.
Isn't that part of the issue also why they're not going to get the love, even though the record is astounding?
Yes.
They don't have a top 10 player in the NBA.
And we also, this is a league that's built on people talking all the time, and we don't have a lot of mercurial figures. I mean, James Harden with Philadelphia was a story every single day. You're seeing what's going on in Miami with Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's being very honest, and a lot of people have problems with it. I don't want any part of Jimmy Butler. Donovan Mitchell's fun. He's a nice guy. Seems like he's nice. I think there were some things that maybe he led some reporters astray last year, but things are great.
Are you surprised?
Evan Mobley's quiet.
Are you surprised Donovan's not bigger?
No, I'm not.
A two-guard that has the finishing package that he has, that any game can drop 50 if he really wanted to. He's done it in playoff games. That he is capable of going on these runs where he can drop 20 points in a quarter, no problem.
He's a really good player.
I feel like he doesn't get talked about that player ever.
I feel the same way as I would about him when Jimmy Butler first hit the Heat. You're a really good player, but you're going to have to really prove it to me. Because the conversation about Donovan Mitchell, he was a mid-round guy, if I'm not mistaken. Donovan Mitchell took Utah to the playoffs, and immediately the conversation was, where are you taking it from here? And I think that the rest of the NBA is in prove-it mode with Donovan, and Donovan knows that, and he has to prove it. But I don't find anything argumentative about Donovan whatsoever. That he has to prove it. It's as right in front of him as you're going to find with anybody.
Then you've admitted they have so much to prove. They've only been to the second round.
Yeah, but I don't find it to be a disrespect.
Five playoff games.
I don't take it as a disrespect.
So do you not really want to hear Darius Garland say what he said? Like, it's going to be up to you guys to actually do it in the playoffs. Nothing you do in the regular season is really going to interest people all that much.
I'm wondering the same thing with him. I don't agree that it's a small market thing or something like that. I don't. I think that he's looking for answers just the way we all are.
Now they're getting
I'd like to hear more NBA players wonder why aren't the Thunder getting as much run? Why aren't the Cavs getting as much run?
They're getting their games, like their games against Oklahoma City got flexed. So I think you're going to see the Cavs on national television the whole second half of the year.
216-474-0092. Do you feel the Cavs are being disrespected right now?